COVID-19 cases are continuing to surge in Papua New Guinea, prompting calls to fast-track vaccine access and sparking concerns the very short distance across the Torres Strait in Australia. The number of cases in PNG has almost doubled since the start of February. The official figure is just over 1,600, and it's putting significant pressure on the country's fragile health system. Over the weekend, Fiji became the first country in the Pacific to receive a batch of vaccines under a World Health Organization program. But in PNG, regulatory approval is still needed before the injections can begin. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
Papua New Guinea's COVID-19 curve is no longer really a curve. It's an almost vertical line going straight up. Cases in the country have been surging since February. While the official number is just over 1,600, the sudden rise is putting pressure on health systems, including in the capital, Port Moresby. Matt Cannon is the head of St John Ambulance.
What is concerning and what we are seeing is health workers are now becoming infected.
Multiple hospitals in the country have reported critical impacts on their services because of the recent COVID-19 spike. The governor of Port Moresby, Powers Parkop, says he wants to see the vaccine in the city.
If the vaccine is cleared out by the Department of Health and our scientists, we should start vaccinating right away, today.
PNG is set to receive vaccines under the World Health Organization's COVAX program. Nearby Fiji received its first batch at the weekend. But PNG still needs to provide regulatory approval. Health officials and some members of parliament are pushing for it to be signed off urgently, and there's frustration it hasn't already happened. The ABC understands some initial documents were signed last week, and it's possible the vaccine could be in the country this month. But conspiracy theories and fear of the vaccines is rife in PNG. PNG's Health Minister, Jelta Wong, earlier told the ABC he was frustrated by the fake news and politicisation of the vaccine.
There's been testing. It's been passed by WHO. It's been passed in Australia. We can bring it here. We can have it on standby for anyone that wants to take it. We're not forcing people to take it. It's like any other vaccine.
After dire warnings, until now, PNG has fared reasonably well in regard to COVID-19, possibly because of its young population. An unfortunate side effect of that is that for many people, it's no longer a priority. Dr. Michaela Seymour works in rural and remote health in the country's western province.
There hasn't been much impact on everyday life. People are just continuing as they were. The concern is definitely much more about the conditions that they see every day. And so, you know, their loved ones dying of malaria and TB.
That could make it hard to get people to take up the vaccine.
So it's really going to take quite a bit of buy-in from the provincial health authority. So anything that can be done to help them would be great to help that vaccine effort.
The spike in PNG has sparked concerns in Australia. Queensland has recorded several cases in hotel quarantine among PNG travellers and is now moving to vaccinate people in the Torres Strait. And several Australian Foreign Affairs workers in Port Moresby have been forced into isolation amid possible exposure. A spokesman for the Department of Foreign Affairs said it's working to distribute vaccines to its overseas staff in a timely and effective manner. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for PM.